First game as a Chicago Bull in the books. How'd it feel?
You know, it was exciting. Home openers are always fun. We have so many great players, hardworking players, and we've been beating up on each other. It was great to get out there, play an official game against another team.
Did you feel like a Bull? Did it feel real to you?
It did. You know, I don't think there's no starting lineup introduction that quite compares to the Chicago Bulls out there with audio and everything, the visuals. So that was a lot of fun. We got a warm welcome from the fans. It was a very enjoyable experience.
What's that like? You grow up, you hear that intro, and you think of 23, and then you're hearing that same song, and you're hearing your own name.
You really can't describe it. Obviously, I didn't see so many Chicago Bulls games myself when I was younger, but the first thing I think of when I hear that intro is Space Jam, when Michael Jordan returns at the end of the movie. So, you know, anytime I hear that music, there's an instant flashback to that, to Michael Jordan, those years. And to be in that situation myself, it's a little surreal.
How have you gone about fitting in with these guys and being a leader? You know, you're a veteran in the league, but you got so many new guys. Like, how have you sort of stepped into your place?
Yeah, we got a lot of very experienced players out there. I like to lead by example, help out guys out wherever I can. We've got so many great minds on this team that if I'm trying to offer help, you know, I'm doing it with tersely and with a few short select words here and there. That's all.
So, key shot tonight, I think we got to give that to Dwayne Wade, little three ball right wing under a minute to go. Your thoughts on a Hall of Famer hitting a big shot?
That's a lot of fun. You know, that's a lot of fun to be a part of. It's a lot of fun as a fan of the game. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of exciting things from him this season. It's going to be interesting.
Is it weird being on his side now?
A little bit, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it, you know.
Welcome to Chicago.
Cool, thank you. I appreciate it.
Michael Carter-Williams, first game in the book as a Chicago Bull. How did it feel?
It was good. You know, I was a little nervous at first, but, you know, we got the win and, you know, we had fun out there. We got to clean some things up, but, you know, it was exciting, you know, our first game, and we won, so it was real exciting.
You come in at the start and you're playing off the ball with Rajon running. Were you expecting something like that?
I didn't really have any expectations. You know, I just wanted to go out there and, you know, play wherever. You know, I still got to learn more than one position, something I'm still learning to do. And I'm just out there to help the team and to do anything I can for us to win.
Thought you hit the three and then had the play in the lane, showed a little fire there. Maybe that started to feel like, okay, I'm here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I started getting the groove a little bit. It was a crucial part of the game. You know, I was trying to get my teammates, you know, excited and you know, really, you know, try to put them away for the win.
And I think you've talked about this before, but you were not expecting to be here right now, right? I mean, this came as a surprise.
Yeah, definitely a surprise. You know, I definitely didn't expect to be here. But, you know, I'm glad I am. You know, I'm really happy. You know, the guys are great here. Coaches are unbelievable. You know, and it's been fun so far.
And early going, playing with Dwayne Wade, a future Hall of Famer, how has he sort of helped you feel comfortable?
You know, he's helped me a lot. You know, him, Jimmy, Rondo, Taj, you know, Rob, all the older guys have helped me a lot, you know, since I've been here. And, you know, it's great to, you know, play with these guys and, you know, to see Dwayne out there and playing in front of his home crowd and, you know, accomplish the things he's done. And, you know, I just try to pick his brain, you know, every day and just, you know, learn as much as I can.
And last one, long season, but to be the Celtics at opening night, that can't hurt.
Yeah, it's great, and you know, we got, you know, a couple games. You know, we got a game, and then we go, you know, play them again. So it's good to feel them out a little bit, and you know, hopefully we can take care of them in Boston.
You mentioned the intro. I don't know if you talked about coming out and doing the kneel when you got introduced.
Yeah,
was that scripted? You obviously knew you were going to do that.
No, I was thinking in the moment. I'm like, okay. What am I going to do? So I guess I gave a little Tebow moment in him. you know, I just wanted to just enjoy the moment. And I had no idea what I was going to do. But in that moment, I felt like the right thing for me to just take that moment, stop everything, and thank my God, you know, for giving me the opportunity to do this.
And the student that you had honored today,
yeah,
just
Deion.
Seeing that go on, I
mean, yeah,
that was so cool.
It was cool, man. Thank you. It was great. You know, first of all, I thank the Chicago Bulls for allowing us to have that moment. You know, I've come here and, you know, obviously trying to help a culture basketball-wise, but also trying to help a culture in the community. And to be able to have that moment where we shine, you know, a spotlight on one of our youth in the community, giving them that platform, giving them the cheers and the standing ovation, man, you don't know how far that can go. So I thank the Bulls. I thank, you know, obviously my foundation for doing that. And we're going to do it a few more times as well throughout the year. And I'm excited for all the kids to get that opportunity to feel how it feels to be cheered and be recognized for, you know, the things that you do. And it's going to give them a lot of confidence going forward.
Last one on from Chicago. How does that sound to you when you get the intro from Chicago?
It sounds great. I mean, I'm going to do it all year until I go to Milwaukee. I'm going to have them change and say from Marquette on that one. But, but you know, it sounds great because, I am here. And a lot of people, I mean, I'm from 59 Prairie, the South Side, but I played basketball and grew up as well in the South Suburbs. So it took a while for a lot of people to even realize I was from Chicago, you know, because I didn't play at Simeon or Whitney Young or one of those powerhouse schools. But, you know, I take a lot of pride in being from this city. I take a lot of pride in representing this city as a basketball player. You know, I've watched so many great, you know, players, you know, and one of my favorite, Isaiah Thomas from the city, really represent, you know, this city both on and off the court as well. So I'm just trying to follow in the footsteps of greatness, and hopefully I can make a difference.
One game in, do you feel like a bull? Does it feel real?
I feel like a bull. You know, like I said, I've been embraced here. I've put myself into this organization, into my teammates here, and the past is the past. The now is the now, and now I'm a Chicago boy, and I'm enjoying this process.